Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we are going to be moving on here today. We're talking with Bill Bullard today with RCAF USA. So we're going to come back going down home, keep him down on the farm is what we're going to try to do. And Bill, we welcome you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Beth Ann. Glad to be here.
You know, you and I email back and forth all the time. We don't lose them, do we? Well, when I lose them, they're just lost in the inbox. They're not really lost.
Right.
Oh, I just had to say that. I apologize. We were talking about different things when you were on the last time, and I kind of wanted to get caught back up. We talked about Canada having some BSE trouble in their cattle herds. What's going on with that?
Well, a quick background is that they had their first case of BSE in a native-born animal back in 2003, and it was thought that they contracted this disease by importing live animals from Great Britain that already were infected. And then it began to circulate, the BSE agent began to circulate in the Canadian feed system. So Canada started having outbreaks in 2003. We argued that they needed to be testing more because they obviously had a problem, and Canada resisted increasing its testing, and it resisted increasing and strengthening its feed ban until it continued to have more cases. And so we then argued that they needed more mitigation measures. Our U.S. government was trying to please the multinational meat packers to immediately reopen our border to reallow the importation of live animals and beef from Canada. And we were saying that the government needed to proceed with more caution. And one of our arguments was is that as Canada was detecting these cases, they were trying to identify the herd mates of these animals, and they were finding that many of these herd mates has been exported to the United States.
Mm.
So we said we must wait until Canada fixes this problem because they are exporting potentially infected animals to the U.S. But the government said this. They said even in the Europe, where the problem was severe, there were very few, it was very rare for BSE to be identified twice in the same herd. In other words, for two animals to have the same herd. So the government said, we can accept the risk because the risk is very low because it's very rare for two BSE-infected animals to come from the same herd. Well, that's exactly what happened with this new case. Here we have Canada's 20th case of BSE. This one was only 71 months old, born in March of 2009, born after the upgraded feed ban. And this case was born on the same or came from the same herd as a case detected in 2010. So USDA is really proceeding recklessly with respect to this disease and should have been proceeding with an abundance of caution to ensure that we could help Canada eradicate the disease before we resume trade. But, unfortunately, trade trumped science, and we resumed trade prematurely with Canada, and now we find out Canada continues to have a problem. And so far, we see the countries of China, South Korea, Taiwan, Peru, Belarus, and Indonesia have all imposed sanctions against the importation of Canadian beef. Now, that hurts the United States because these countries know that we are allowing live animals from Canada into our country. So it really highlights the need for country of origin labeling so consumers know where their food's coming from. But it also highlights the need to reestablish the importance of food safety in this country and set that as the highest pinnacle. That trade should not be trumping our food safety issues, and unfortunately it has been for many years.
Well, and you know, I have to kind of give a crooked grin on some of this because it seemed like, you know, it hasn't been that many years ago. In fact, they still do it, where our government that corporation that runs this country, as they can't seem to implement enough regulations against our own ranchers and farmers, and then they're pretty lax when it's dealing with others coming in here.
That's exactly right. And one of the reasons that we're lax with these countries coming in is because we have essentially traded away our ability to require those other countries to have food safety standards as stringent as ours are. And this happened back relatively recently. It was the result of the Uruguay round of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade that occurred in 1994. And when that was implemented, the United States began to systematically lower our standards for receiving imported goods simply so we could facilitate more imports from developing countries that simply didn't have the infrastructure or wherewithal to meet our standards. So, of course, if they can't meet our standards, the immediate response from our government is, okay, we will lower ours.
Well, where are we sitting with COOL? Because I thought we were getting that implemented. It's just been kind of a rough start with it. Well, that's putting it lightly.
It has. It's been a decade-long fight, and it's still under fire. We have established in our U.S. judicial system that country of origin labeling is constitutional and that Congress can pass a law to give consumers the right to know where their food comes from. But even though we won that in court, the meat packers have encouraged the countries of Canada and Mexico to file a lawsuit against the United States in the World Trade Organization. And three times the World Trade Organization has ruled against our constitutionally passed COOL law and said the United States has to change it. Fortunately, each time they make that ruling, they actually narrow it. And so we're actually gaining ground, even though the overall impact is that our domestic constitutional passed law is being challenged by an unelected, unappointed international tribunal. Nevertheless, we are in an appeal process right now. We are expecting to hear a decision from the WTO on or before May 18th. And after that decision is made, if the WTO continues to criticize our domestic law, we're concerned that the meatpackers are really going to make a run in Congress to try to get Congress to repeal the law, and that then would deprive consumers of their ability to choose from what country they want their food produced. So country of origin labeling remains in peril, and we need consumers and producers alike to keep calling their senators and congressional members to tell them how important COOL is and to tell them, do not weaken COOL in any way.
So we have a call to action. We want you to stay on it, and that's to keep those phone calls going and letters. You can send letters to your congressman to make sure that they know that you want COOL, that you want to know where your food comes from. I have had the, do you happen to have those numbers in front of you? I have been giving those out pretty regular to my listeners, and I have just buried them yesterday, so I'm going to dig it back out. But yeah, they need to keep those phone calls going. You know, the president says he has a pen and a phone, and so do we, and so we can keep that happening too.
Exactly. Yes, they can call a Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask for their congressional member by name. Again, 202-224-3121. And after one of the breaks, I'll give the number to the White House as well, because we just had a meeting with the White House on this issue.
All right, and we're going into that break. We're going to open up the phone lines. You can talk to Bill right here if you'd like to at 877-895-5410. Visit their website. It's loaded. It's packed with all kinds of information. It's just, well, I'll tell you what, the easiest way to do it is just to go to my website, which is csctalkradio.com, and click on our CAF icon and go straight to theirs, but it's our CAFUSA.com. 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard with the RCAF USA. You can go to their website. It's like I said, it's very simple. You can just go to my website first off and just click on the icon, or you can go straight to theirs by going to r-cafusa.com. When we were going into that break, we were giving some phone numbers, and I dug out the phone numbers that I have for the switchboards there. They've got all kinds of phone numbers. One we gave, and that is 202-224-3121. I'll slow down. I get in trouble for that, Bill. 202-224-3121. And you were going to give one for the White House.
Yes, that one was for Congress, but to call the White House, you can call 202-456-1111. Again, 202-456-1111.
Now, you had said that you had been working with the White House. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we had a meeting 2 weeks ago now with the White House Domestic Policy Council. And this is the arm of the president's administration that ensures that the president's domestic policies are followed through and that the direction of the administration is consistent with the campaign promises that the president had made. So we sat down with three staff members from the White House to encourage them to tell the president that he needs to come out publicly and reaffirm his support for country of origin labeling. Because unfortunately, even though this president lobbied for and campaigned for country of origin labeling, once the countries of Canada and Mexico filed suit at the World Trade Organization, the administration began to back off, and they have been extremely and ominously silent on their support for COOL. So we told them that if the president does not support country of origin labeling, he then will have failed to follow through with every single one of his campaign promises regarding livestock competition in the United States. So we said this is the last substantial issue still on the table, and we need the president to defend it. And we were very disappointed with the response. The response from the president's staff was, how could we ask the president to come out in support of this domestic policy when the World Trade Organization is in the process of ruling against us and telling us that we're not meeting our international obligations? And this is why this is so disappointing, because that law, our country of origin labeling law, was passed under our sovereign nation's U.S. Constitution, passed by Congress, signed by the president, enacted in law, upheld by our U.S. court system. And here we have the White House staff saying, we can't stand up against an international tribunal whose interest it is to defeat our country of origin labeling law. So fortunately, we stood firm in this, but we didn't have a meeting of the minds. We were angry. We were forceful. We said the president has an obligation to support this law. This law is widely supported by U.S. citizens, and we expect the president to follow through. And so once it was clear to them that we weren't going to compromise our position, they shut the meeting down. Hmm. But, you know, we have to be thankful that we have, in a free nation, we have the opportunity to meet with the administration on issues like this. We obviously were disappointed, and maybe, just maybe, we made an impact, and the White House will begin to demonstrate its resolve to support the consumer's right to know where their food comes from. This is a huge issue, and we were hugely disappointed.
Sounds like a huge if, a huge maybe. So I think what we need to do is get those phone calls going, and I'm going to give the White House number again. It's 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. You know, Bill, I said yesterday, going through all these news articles and all the things that are happening around us, you know, Congress can't get along. Democrats can't get along with the Republicans. The Congress can't get along with Obama. Obama can't get along with the Republicans. And the Republicans fight amongst themselves. And we've got like the Hatfields and McCoys. And when you said they can't support this, they're saying, how can we possibly do this when the WTO is doing something else? And it's like, really? Really? Isn't that what they're there for, is to try and make sense of things and make policy work? And they just, it seems like they just, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys. I call them the D.C. occupiers. They're occupying offices and cutting deals. And it's just getting very frustrating out here in the real America with the real Americans trying to make a living. And when I posted out that you were going to be on the show today, the one thing we have, because I have listeners that are in rural America, I have listeners that are in the cities, and, you know, the one thing we have in common is our food. And we need to get together on this and protect it. And why our nation doesn't seem, you know, why the elected don't seem to care is beyond me. Well, we know what it is. They chase greed. But, you know, it's just frustrating. And I know you had to be very frustrated when you walked out.
Yes. And, you know, as we look at what is influencing Congress, and as you said, it is greed. Obviously, it is those who have the most resources are going to win the most battles in Congress. And if you look at the makeup of who we are in opposition to, who is it that is trying to relax our food safety standards, that is trying to, you know, mask the origins of food for consumers, that really doesn't care whether or not we maintain a strong family farm system of agriculture? It's the multinational corporations and their allies that have paid lobbyists, and they have untold millions of dollars that they spend lobbying Congress. But all of us, RCAP USA included, all of us fighting to preserve the rights of the independent producer and the U.S. Consumer, all of us operate under nonprofit organizations. We don't have a war chest. And so there's a huge imbalance between the resources available to those of us who are fighting to preserve the opportunities for independent citizens versus those who are pursuing the self-interests of multinational corporations. Huge imbalance, huge disparity. And the only way that we can overcome that is when we do what you're asking your listeners to do right now, and that is to get on the phone and voice their opinion. Demonstrate how widespread the support is so that a member of Congress would be embarrassed to buck his constituents, his or her constituents, you know, while trying to satisfy some self-serving need of a multinational corporation. So it's a huge battle ongoing. It's been going on for throughout history. But we can prevail when U.S. citizens get active, engaged, and empowered to inform Congress of what their specific wishes are.
Well, apparently, you know, corporations can be considered people, but people are not necessarily corporations. And one of the greatest and largest lobbyist groups we've got is the one that's not doing anything, and that's the 300 million people that are out here in the USA that are fighting to stay alive, fighting and raising their families and going to work every day or going out to, you know, on the farm, on the ranch, wherever it is. You know, we talk about protecting small businesses. You know, most talk show hosts talk about that. But they fail to understand that our farmers and our ranchers are probably the last independent we've got. And we've got to protect them. And they are small businesses. They are small businesses, and they are definitely under attack, and definitely our food supply is in, we need to be keeping a watch on it. I don't want to use the word in peril, but there's so many things going on that, you know, I really appreciate RCAF and you, Bill, for keeping us informed. I really, really do, and I want to encourage people to go to your website. And we're going to start featuring some of their call to actions and news releases and such in the pen. We go out every other month now. And it's RCAF USA. It's r-cafusa.com, or you can just go to my website and click on their icon. And you also need support from the people as well. RCAF, they're not getting money from anybody. They're relying on us little folks out there to keep them going, aren't you, Bill?
Well, that's exactly right. We don't accept contributions from the government, government grants or programs, nor do we take contributions from the corporation. So our entire organization is funded exclusively by the $50 membership dues and by additional contributions that our membership makes to us.
And I want to talk about that. I saw something. I know we've got several things we want to cover today, but I want to talk about your membership and other ways that RCAF can be helped by people out here on in the grassroots. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of 5. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money, order mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. And Bill, I had a question for you, but I'm going to put myself on hold while we go to the phone lines. We've got Kay from Nebraska with a question. Kay, how are you today?
I am fine, thank you. And I did like the fact you mentioned greed. Greed is covetous. Greed is a violent passion that controls many things.
Absolutely.
Our food supply is one of them. And people had better call in. Bill is right. And I'd like to have you define COOL, if you would, please. What it stands
yes.
for.
COOL stands for Country of Origin Labeling. It's
oh,
the law that
of origin. Okay.
It's
thank
a law
you.
That requires
I am
retailers.
What?
Great.
Go ahead, Kay.
No, go ahead.
Country of origin labeling is a law that requires retailers to put the origins of your food on the package. So when you buy meat at the grocery store, it should say born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States, or perhaps born in Mexico, raised and slaughtered in the United States. It gives you the right to choose where you want your food produced.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I think
like I said, we're suffering.
We are.
We're suffering from the greedy passions, and if people can't see them,
we're gonna
and
have
if they don't get on the telephone and do something about it and let them know that we need something changed. I know they're frightening us with all kinds of wars and everything, and this is usually what they do. They constantly caused emotional instability in our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for people like you, Bill, and those that have joined RCAF. I'm just so thankful, and I want to thank you both again for what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate that.
You know,
Bill, she's a true patriot, and she had told me one time, several months back, that she'd gone and fussed at her grocer, because he didn't have the origin of, he didn't have it labeled as to where it came from, and she fussed at him. She says, I want to know. We've got another caller. We've got Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I just think that RCAP realizing that the problem here is the World Trade Organization, and we're ready to go into another deal. I read an article by Patrick Buchanan, a really good article by Fast Track Trade Promotion Authority, and that's what we're headed for under this Pacific deal. We can call Obama, but the World Trade Organization set up under are expanded under for permanent most favored nation for China, its job is to make sure that the states that are in it or the countries that are in it, they change their laws to comply with the World Trade Organization. So anybody that votes for that, I listened to Poca, I think his name was, on C-SPAN this morning, and he indicated that there's 70 Republicans, or at least there were 70 Republicans who decided fast-track trade, giving up their authority on trade is not acceptable to them. So Boehner's going to have to get Democrats. When he gets the Democrats, then Mr. Poca from Wisconsin said that he would consider it if there was some assistance. Well, there was assistance called Trade Promotion Authority because it was known that jobs would be lost under the China Permanent Most Favored Nation passed under Bush, Rick Santorum. We need to get on this fast-track trade and say, no way, Jose. And if you could get Patrick Buchanan, he was a really good article on that. And Ryan is pushing this in the House and Ways and Means. What does he care? He's a lifelong politician as far as I'm concerned. And I'll call Mr. Obama, but keep in mind the World Trade Organization put in power again is the problem. Congress losing their authority. They all need to vote no on fast-track trade.
All right. Go ahead. Bill, I know we were going to talk about that a little bit anyway. Thank you, Regina. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Bill?
Yes, and I agree with Regina. She's absolutely right. And we do need to make those calls on the fast-track trade authority as well as the trade agreements. And, in fact, when I was there meeting with the White House Domestic Policy Council, I was also lobbying members of Congress against fast-track authority and against the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. You know, what's very important here is we know how to measure the well-being of an economy. We do that through the gross domestic product. And the formula for a gross domestic product to determine the well-being of an economy is you add consumption plus investment plus government procurement plus net exports. Net exports are exports minus imports. But what this country has been pursuing is not net exports. We have simply been pursuing reductions in tariffs, more access for U.S. products. We have completely ignored the fact that we can increase exports all we want. But if we continue to facilitate more imports into this country, we begin to be challenged with a trade deficit, and that causes us to incur more and more foreign debt, and that reduces our gross domestic product. In fact, we calculate our gross domestic product has been hurt by about 3% because we have failed to pursue a national trade strategy that actually attempts to achieve balanced payments over time, net exports, not just exports. In other words, if we have a sound trade policy, the United States should have surpluses some years and perhaps deficits in other years. But we should not be confronted with persistent deficits as our nation is burdened from right now. In fact, we were in Congress trying to get Congress to adopt a whole new strategy. That strategy has got to be, let's pursue an objective that will ensure that we can achieve a balanced trade over time, that we can reduce this horrendous deficit, and that we will ensure that, what was the third item? Oh, that we reduce the foreign debt. That should be our nation's trade policy. But like Regina said, it's not about that. It's about lowering standard. It's about achieving the World Trade Organization's this international ideal. And unfortunately, it's at the expense of the United States. And we're suffering as a result. So we agree. We must not allow Congress to grant to the president the constitutional authority that is granted to Congress to engage in and to negotiate foreign commerce. The Constitution and our founding fathers never contemplated Congress granting the powers that the president is asking for and giving the president as much power as he wants to essentially decide who to engage in a trade agreement with, to actually negotiate the trade agreement, to even sign the trade agreement, and to write implementing regulations without Congress having the ability to make amendments or changes to it. All Congress can do is vote up or down. This is not what our Constitution envisions. This is not good government, and this is not regular order of business. This is suspending the regular order of business simply to give the advantage to the administration.
You know, we have seen so many things that they do or they don't do, and every time that they make these agreements or these treaties, we end up losing here in the United States. And there may be some things that help, or it may help on one spectrum and not the other. But on the overall picture, when you stand back and you look at the big picture, we just keep losing. I talked earlier this week about the national debt and also the public debt and what we're leaving behind for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, the future generations of this nation, and we should be absolutely ashamed.
Well, I agree. And that's why we're fighting the fight that we're fighting.
I know it is. I know it is.
On a more appropriate track, one that truly provides opportunities to independent people, not necessarily to ensure that the multinational corporations have a distinct advantage both in our domestic market and international market.
And we're going into a break. I was going to say that independence, I love that word, and I feel we're losing it. We're losing it rapidly. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea?
Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at Canby Dairy Supply. Supply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, we got pretty deep into it there before we went into that break, Bill. There's been an awful lot of things that have taken place that have really hurt the independent farmers and ranchers and businessmen and all kinds of industry across this great nation, from our energy to our food to just everything. And it's the decisions that are being made out of greed, as Kay said. The passion for greed and money seems to rule our occupiers in D.C., whether it's the current administration or one prior to. It seems like we've been going down this road a very, very long time. And you and I have talked about the TPP before and how bad that's going to be for us.
Yes, and that agreement is why the president wants this trade promotion authority, what used to be called fast track authority. The president knows that Congress is not likely to pass this TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, that involves 12 countries, including the United States, most of the countries in the Pacific Rim. This is a huge agreement, and Congress isn't likely to pass it without having the ability to make changes, to review it carefully. And so the president is asking for this expedited suspension of the rules, if you will, through a fast-track authority, and we vehemently oppose that, and every independent person should as well. But what this trade promotion authority would do if it passed TPP, the TPP agreement really has very little to do about reducing tariffs, which is what trade agreements used to do. We used to try to reduce tariffs. Right now, we're in a whole new era. We're in an era of mercantilism where countries like China and South Korea and Taiwan are really taking advantage of skirting behind the rules in order to exploit the U.S. market for their benefit. It's a new mercantilism that we need to address. And here's how they do it. One way is through currency manipulation. Currency manipulation is when a government like China goes out in the foreign exchange market and buys dollars for the purpose of devaluing their own country's currency. So we think China devalues its currency by about 25%. What that means is that's a 25% tariff on U.S. goods going to China, and it's a 25% subsidy on Chinese corporations sending product to the United States. So now we know why U.S. corporations are offshoring, because they can move their manufacturing firms to China, and then they can take advantage of the devalued currency and sell and ship their product to the United States for 25% less than what they could have built it in the United States for, and they make a windfall profit over that. That's the problem with currency manipulation, and Congress has asked the president to include a remedy for currency manipulation in the TPP, and the administration has refused. So it's our understanding that the TPP does not address currency manipulation, which is a problem that has grown worse over the years. In fact, there are now 20 countries that we know are involved in currency manipulation to give them an unfair advantage in trade and to persistently cause our U.S. manufacturing firms to offshore. And another fact that shows that these trade agreements are just dead wrong is that we look at South Korea, one of the more recent free trade agreements we've entered into. From the beef and cattle perspective, that should have been a boon for us, to have a free trade agreement with a customer that was an important export market for the United States. But before I went to Washington, I looked at the trade flows and found that we actually exported more to South Korea in the 33 months leading up to the agreement than we did in the 33 months after the agreement. That means that the basis for our free trade model is fundamentally flawed. It is not producing the results that we expected, and the TPP is patterned just like the South Korea, just like the North American Free Trade Agreement. It is fundamentally flawed from the beginning, and that currency manipulation is just one glaring problem associated with this hugely misguided proposal.
Well, it seems like, you know, I talk every day about us having no more, we don't have representation. Well, if they pass something like that and our Congress, our officials, lack any ability to tweak it or change it, again, we have no representation in it. And if it starts hurting us, I mean, which we know that it will, we have no way of tweaking or making it better or changing it or dropping out of it.
And that's exactly right. And I think we have the real opportunity to win this issue. We have the opportunity to prevent Congress from giving up its constitutional responsibilities and to retain its ability to debate, retain its ability to make amendments and to offer amendments, retain its ability to question the validity of some of the provisions in these agreements.
Absolutely.
Because, again, this is a trade agreement, but about 80% of it has nothing to do with trade. It has everything to do with causing the United States to change its domestic policies regarding investments, finances, intellectual properties, food safety, environmental issues, labor issues. Essentially, what it is the negotiators are trying to achieve on an international level what our domestic Congress has refused to pass under our Constitution. This is a means by which the multinational corporations that are pursuing these trade agreements can essentially circumvent and undermine our U.S. economy, our U.S. laws. And that's why we are in opposition to it.
We are just about out of time. We're down to about a minute or so here. I wanted to give RCAF's address again. You can go to my website, click on their icon, or you can just go straight to their website, which is r-cafusa.com. I wanted to talk a little bit about membership, and we're just about to run out of time, but they can go to the website, and is there a phone number as well that they can just call?
Yes, they can call us at 406-252-2516. Again, 406-252-2516.
All right. And
We'll get into some of the other things the next time we get on because we're just about out of time. I was strolling around on your website a little bit, and I see you've got a convention coming up in August. I wanted to know a little bit more about that, see if we can't pack the house, so to speak. And it's going to be in Colorado. I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, coming up in June with the Western Conservative Summit, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be on Radio Row. But I'm going to tell you what, RCAF needs your support, and you need RCAF, so we need to go to their website. You need to make that phone call at 406-252-2516 because it's all about that common denominator and bringing back liberty in this nation. Thank you, Bill, so much for being a part of us and helping us to bring America.
My pleasure. Right. Thank you very much, Beth Ann.
You're welcome. We need to work together to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.